With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call.
There is a human actor on Sesame Street that I find very cute, and I now stalk on Instagram.
I dropped some food down my cleavage, and when I went to fish it out, I found a live
confession. 106.5 The End, Sacramento's number one hit music station. Good morning, it's the Wake Up Call. Gavin's here, so is Katie, I'm Orphan Andrew, and intern Kevin as well. And it is time, guys, to kind of bring things down a little bit.
Oh. That's right. And the good news for everybody is that if intern Kevin's in here during Wake Up Call Confessions, you know it's because he has a confession, everybody. So, do you want to go first or second?
Okay, I'll go first. All right. Just get it out of the way. Rip off the band-aid.
Might as well.
Okay, so you guys know about the time where I told you my dogs like to eat my underwear, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How could we forget?
Lately, they've been eating the front end of my underwear where...
I don't know if that's better or worse.
But I haven't had time to buy new underwear.
Oh my God.
So I've been wearing those holy underwear and, my, you would say.
Dingle dangle.
Yes. Pops out whenever I walk.
Whenever you walk.
Every time I walk, it just boop.
Are these boxers?
Boxer briefs. So okay. They're very tight and then just that area has a whole wind hole.
So you every time you step. Mm-hmm. You flop right out of it.
Yes.
And then you hit your pants,
mm-hmm.
the back of your zipper.
Yeah, so if anyone pantses me, they're going to be in a weird surprise.
Okay, well, good news is we're adults and that doesn't happen.
Okay, to be fair, we went about a year where you just threatened to pull Kevin's pants down regularly.
That's true. Are you worried that you're going to... What? Don't cover
look
yourself?
Down there.
Why?
Because.
Flopping.
Are you worried you're going to chafe?
That would be a worry for me.
It would be a worry for me, too. Before I started wearing compression shorts, that happened.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're wearing, like, just boxer briefs and you go to work out or something like that, if you're not wearing compression shorts, it's moving around. It's moving all over the place.
And so what?
Well, repeated vigorous
things,
motions.
Rubbing up on things.
I mean, it'll rub up against stuff and, like,
so it's kind of like you
chafe.
Get, like, chub rub on your
kinda. You can.
I guess, yeah.
Wow. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, put some Neosporin on it, babe.
Okay, I'll get right on that.
It's Wake Up Call Confessions. 106.5 The End. I actually have a confession.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay. When I go out to a restaurant, I like to order an appetizer. I'll order some entrees.
Okay,
like it's a thing. It's a thing when I go out to eat.
Okay. You make a day of it.
It's an experience.
Okay.
It's an experience. So I like to have my space and I like to have my room, right?
Okay.
Like,
and is this you and another person?
Yes. It's me. Like when I go out with a friend of mine.
Got it.
So say we're a party of two.
Okay.
Okay. And say that we go to eat at Makuni.
Okay.
My favorite.
Your fave.
Okay.
You do love Makuni.
I love it. spicy combo. It's the favorite. I will go up to the server or the hostess. You know how they ask, hi, you know, how many people are in your party?
Yeah,
yeah. So I'll sometimes say that I'm a bigger party so that I get a bigger table.
Orphan! That's terrible.
And the third person that my imaginary person has a name. It's Donna.
So like when the server comes over and it's like, okay, are we waiting for more people? You go, oh, Donna's not here yet.
I think she's like running a little late. She might come. I know. And I know that people are going to kind of get upset with me about this because it's like those are supposed to be for like
other bigger parties.
But I want to just say that I always tip very well.
Okay. That
you
is
don't
not-
tip better than a party of four would.
Exactly. People in the service industries hate people like you.
I understand that. But I compensate with friendliness, kindness, love, and money.
That doesn't pay the rent. Kevin and I, as former restaurant workers,
I used to work in restaurants too.
You're an a-hole for supporting this.
I know it's wrong.
You're literally taking
a good idea.
There is a finite number of tables.
Wrong, but funny.
There's a finite number of tables in a server section,
right.
And they have a max capacity of how many people they can get in there. The host knows that. Mm-hmm. You're tying up bigger tables with bigger tabs with bigger tips.
No, but
you're
I'm not,
a big personality. He's a big personality.
I don't care about his personality.
Yeah.
Is his
big personality going to order another dinner?
Right. Or like drinks?
Like when you go out for like, you know, sushi and stuff, like for two people, if you're at like a two top table, it's not going
to
be enough room.
I get it.
What?
So I'm just proactive about it. I don't even want to, you know, give them.
Shame on them for not giving you bigger tables.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Wow. Listen, this is terrible.
But hey, if you're going to be mad at anybody, be mad at Donna. That bitch never comes.
She never shows up.
You better get your friends.
I'm upset that you agree with Orphan.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm agreeing. I'm just saying
condoling it.
Hold on. I'm going to pull a Katie. No, you know what? More mad at you.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.